Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
I'm always wondering what the founders, what they thinking. Where's our Washingtons, our Thomasins, our Jeffersons and Lincolns? Why you had the red carpet club partying and drinking? The USS Liberty is steadily sinking. So let me tell you what's really going on. Hope and change is code for your liberty's gone. Yes, we can. Propaganda for a socialist song. You need to realize he's breaking America's bond. His plan all along. And you need to realize that winning the future is just a future full of lies. He's wearing a disguise. Let us drill in the gulf. Because behind the sheep's clothing, we know that you're just a wolf.
All
right.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
The heart of a coward caught in foreign policy forgets we are endowed by your creator. No apology. Rule more like a king when we were just some colonies. The patriots are marching, creating the greatest following, especially with the president like Barack Hussein, who's proved he'd rather be playing a golf game than take care of the lame, the sick and heavy laden. Instead of helping Libya, he just spit on the nation. But what can you expect from a FDR clone with no guts? You lost our trust, you ain't got a backbone. Chicago is your home, it shouldn't be DC. We the people speaking up, tell me can you hear? We alright.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
The rock is soon to set sail. Vote for O is just hope and fail. I'd rather have a tax break in any light rail. A police you can stick to with work on this campaign trail. This issue with integrity, it is very evident. Guantanamo being only one piece of the evidence. Flip-flops to D.C. would be a nice sentiment. Come this election, I hope we change the president, alright.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
Alright. We got a great show tonight, I think. Yeah, that flower was not proper. You're on with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report. Today's date, as you all know, is August 30th. My, this month has really flown. We're here in beautiful, shaken, but not stirred, Washington, D.C., the United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. Last night, we had a show where, well, the show is really about the Tea Party and racism that's supposed to be embedded in the Tea Party simply because the vast majority of Tea Party folks are white. So that because they're white and they're for fiscal responsibility and smaller government, well, they must be racist. And any black person who joins the Tea Party movement, well, they're either Oreos or sellouts, or they don't know their place. Well, the show took a turn toward the middle where we started talking about the Jews and Obama. And the caller, the guy who sometimes comes into the chat room and he calls in from time to time, AABBCC1487, or something along those lines. Well, he made the remark, the assertion, the pledge that Obama would eventually, when it's all said and done, be known as the first Jewish president, kind of like Bill Clinton was supposed to be known as the first black president, and that Barack Obama was nothing but a friend to the Jews, primarily because he had some Jewish folks in his cabinet, and some high-level staffers were Jewish, and he was being supported by a great many Jewish people with money. He also stated that Benjamin Netanyahu was all just for show. And I'm not really sure, where he got that from. That he had apparently the caller said that the guy had to put on some sort of a display to show that he was a hardline guy, but he was really all for the Jewish people. And then when AABBCC, when the show ended, AABBCC left his mic open. And he was talking to someone, I think it might have been his mama. It sounded like an old lady, so it might have been his mom. I don't know for sure. And he was making fun of the show because and his reason for making fun of the show, and me in particular, was because I said to him, well, you make some valid points, and I'll have to look into this a little bit further. So after the show was over, immediately his mic was left open. I let the chat room, I let the show run a little bit long so I could play the ending song. And he was in the background talking to his mom. And he was making fun of the fact that I was pleasant toward him. I was courteous. Perhaps, thank you, Mary. Marines are great. Perhaps I should be a little bit more like my man Tesler, and perhaps not be as nice and as sweet. Perhaps I should be a little bit more, I don't know, forceful. Because apparently AABBCC thought that by being courteous to him, that by stating that he had some valid points, that I was either not very bright, from what I gather him saying to his mom, or that I simply didn't know what I was talking about. Well, AABBCC 1467, if you're out there somewhere listening, I want you to understand that I did say that I'd come back today and revisit the issues that you discussed. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do that right here and now. So this little show we got going on is dedicated to you, AABBCC 1464, and your mama that apparently you were talking to last night after the show ended when you had your mic wide open and I could hear everything. Barack Obama is the most anti-Israel president of the United States since the state of Israel was formed. And you're right, AABBCC, Jews voted in large numbers for him. Indeed, after Obama gave his first speech to the United Nations, former UN Ambassador George Bolton on the Glenn Beck program lamented that this is the most radical anti-Israel speech, the speech that Obama gave, that he could recall any president making. I have to say that I was very shaken by this speech, John Bolton said. And even after Obama became president, many continued to support and defend him, many Jewish people. Why is that? I wish my good friend AABBCC1674 were in the chat room right now, because I did tell him, I did say to him that we were going to have this discussion again, that he made some good points, but I would revisit this issue. And so here we are. Jews loved Obama. Yes, it's true. Even as Obama worked for the destruction of Israel, even as he grew more hostile toward Israel as his first year in office drew to its close, the Israeli pundit Caroline Glick described Obama's hostility towards Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in November 2009 as breathtaking. So AABBCC, not all Jews support Obama. Not all think that he will go down in history as the first Jewish president. Even the assertion is absurd. Glitch noted that it isn't every day that you can see an American president leaving the prime minister of an allied government twisting in the wind for weeks before deciding to grant him an audience at the White House. So the caller yesterday said that one of the reasons why he believed that Obama was a great president, and he's been the greatest presidential friend of the Jews and Israel of all time, his reasoning for making that a statement was because Obama has gone to war with Muslim nations. He cited Libya. He cited Iraq. He cited Afghanistan. And those are his reasons why he believes that Obama is for the Jews. Cougar's in the house. Mary's here. Tesla's here. Minnesota girl. Stay mad. We have a full house tonight. But listen, it wasn't just the weight, Glick reported. Glick reported that Netanyahu was brought into the White House in the middle of the night, or rather in a van, in an unmarked van, in the middle of the night, rather than greeted like a friend at the front door. Also, that Netanyahu was forbidden to have his picture taken with the president, and was forced to leave the White House alone through a side exit, and finally, was ordered to keep the contents of his meeting with the president a secret. Does that sound like a friend to the Jewish people? Does that sound like the first the first Jewish president? So when my good friend ABCCDDEFG is in the chat room making assertions like Obama is a great friend to Israel, I would like an answer to that. Now, the oddest and most puzzling thing about it all was that the American Jews who voted so overwhelmingly for Obama could have seen it coming a long time ago. But it never dawned on Jews, Christians, or Americans that a presidential candidate would be so patently dishonest. But he was more than just a skillful dancer, Obama, during the campaign. In hindsight, really, Obama turns out to have been just a plain old liar. Yes, A, B, B, C, C, D, D, 1476. Now, those of us who were aware of Obama's troubling past met his newly minted pro-Israel sentiments with grave skepticism. I remember being in Chicago in 2004 when Barack Obama made troubling statements. For example, in March 2007, pro-Palestinian blogger Ali Abudema at a website called the Electronic Intifada. Abudema alleged that Obama adopted a pro-Israel position as a matter of political expediency as his national aspirations developed. He goes on to say the last time that he spoke to Obama was in the winter of 2004 at a gathering in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood. Folks, I was there. I was there at this particular rally. I lived in Hyde Park at the time, so I had to pass by as I was going to the grocery store. He was in the midst of a primary campaign, Obama was, to secure the nomination for the United States Senate seat. But at the time, polls showed him trailing just a bit. But when Abudeme greeted Obama, Obama responded very warmly and volunteered an apology for not being more outspoken against Israel. Hey, and these are quotes. Hey, said the candidate to Abudema, I'm sorry I haven't said more about Palestine right now, but we're in a tough primary race. I'm hoping when things calm down, I can be more upfront, end quote. Abudeme added, he referred to my activism, including columns I was contributing to the Chicago Tribune, critical of Israel and U.S. policy. Obama then told him to keep up the good work. So let me ask you, folks, does this sound like a man who is pro-Israel? Or could it be that he was acting out of political expediency toward Abudeme, who is a very powerful Chicago writer and blogger? Either way, Obama is not a man of conviction. What are we to believe? Is he pro-Palestine or pro-Israel? Apparently, he is either straddling the fence or he's just a plain old liar, as most politicians are. You know, also, as various Democrat rivals for the 2008 presidential nomination competed for Jewish support, major pro-Israel donors should have seen what was going on with Obama and Abudeme. A false supporter for Israel was the last thing the free world needed in a fight against the global jihad. But Obama's lie, his ruse, was dazzling the eyes of men who should have seen clearly. How many times have we been in a situation where the Jewish people have failed to see the danger in time? I can recall World War II, well, just before World War II. Well, I can't recall it because I wasn't there, but history suggests that the Jewish people failed to realize the danger of the Hitler regime until it was too late. They assumed that, well, no, he wouldn't dare. He's not going to do that. Hitler's been talking about peace. Sure, he doesn't like the Jewish people, but he won't resort to violence. And they failed to protect their families adequately. And many Jews were slaughtered, murdered as a result. Now, I'm not certainly not suggesting that anything like that could happen here and now, at this time. But it seems to me that the Jewish people have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray. It seems to me that Obama's Jewish supporters are very much like black people supporting Obama simply because he's black. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on.
Dr. Jones.
Hey.
Holger.
Holger, hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your show tonight.
Good.
Great
Thank
topic.
You. Thank you.
You know, I've never had much luck with Blog Talk Radio screen names that don't actually spell out a word.
Mm-hmm.
Like A-A-B-B-C-C-D-D.
Yes. Yes, I wondered about that. Maybe he was just in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, trying to be real creative.
Yeah. There's a creative side there.
Yeah. Say, yeah. I wanted to call in. You're really, very spot on with what you're talking about. I think, you know, Obama was very, very pro-Israel up until he got elected. I think that
mm-hmm.
was kind of ironic that once he got elected that changed pretty quickly. But, you know, I just wanted to throw this out for you because I've got a number of friends that are Jewish. I'm not, here's a disclaimer, I'm not Jewish myself, I'm a Christian. But I've got lots of friends that are Jewish, and my friends that are Jewish just happen to be conservative. But I've had this discussion with them about, I said, how could the vast majority of American Jews vote for Obama? And they said, well,
mm-hmm.
it's the same reason that the vast majority voted for John Kerry and voted for Al Gore and voted for Bill Clinton and voted for Michael Dukakis and voted for Walter Mondale and voted for Jimmy Carter, because they're very staunch Democrats. And I probed them for this because, you know, it just seems like such a chasm there between, you know, being a Democrat, liberal, and kind of ignoring the position again, you know, with Israel and so forth. And, you know, the bottom line of what they've told me is that, you know, the majority of American Jews are very, very socially liberal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that dates back to you know, the very olden times and so forth. You know, obviously Jewish people and throughout history have been kind of considered a minority wherever they've been, all this kind of good stuff. So I think that sometimes is, you know, if you look at Congress, the majority of Jews in Congress are Democrats.
Yeah.
And some of them are by far the most liberal of all people in the House or the Senate and so forth. So
why do you think that is? Why do you think the Jewish voters are so pro Democrat as opposed to Republican?
Well, I think it goes to the fact that this adherence to social liberalism, very much pro choice, very much pro entitlement. Joe Lieberman is a perfect example. Here's a man who's steadfast in the war against terror and counter jihad, steadfast supporter of the State of Israel, but is extremely liberal when it comes to social programs in this country, on spending and all these other aspects and so forth. Some people confuse Joe Lieberman of being a conservative because of his, you know, very strong defense, you know, stance. But he's
mm-hmm.
very, very liberal on the more social issues, on spending and taxation and all that kind of good stuff. And I mean, quite frankly, if you look at the nation of Israel, which I love dearly and would defend to my death, Israel generally is a pretty liberal country. I mean, there's a lot of what we would term liberals in Israel. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a much more socialistic nation than ours is, and so forth. So I think I just wanted to call in because I think it's tough for conservatives, I think, sometimes to understand you know, how could somebody vote for, you know, an Al Gore or a Barack Obama, but it's, you know, there's like a list of priorities, and you know, they're so staunchly in engaged in that whole Democrat platform. They basically very much agree with the Democratic platform, that party platform. And obviously Israel is one, you know, piece of their interest, but you know, I think it goes to explain, you know, why such a huge majority. I mean, when you think of a block of voters in America, there aren't too many blocks of voters that are more Democratic than America's Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very encouraged. I loved your, you know, the section at the top of the show here talking about how they're certainly falling away from his popularity and stuff, and I think that's very encouraging and so forth, but I don't think we can expect, you know, too many miracles either, in the fact that it's kind of like a labor union that gets a little pissed off at Obama too, you know. I mean, they're still very staunch Democrats.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I also believe that when even though there are secular Jews here in the country, and I believe, I may be mistaken, they do outnumber the an American citizen could probably speak better to this, what I'm about to say, outnumber the religious Jewish voters by a pretty good margin. I believe that when Israel is threatened and Obama is continuing to disrespect the Israeli prime minister and Israel in general, I think the backlash is going to be sufficient enough to cause a lot of voters to shift to the other side. It's just my belief. I don't have any concrete evidence of that other than the polling data that's been coming out of late. But I tend to believe that I'm getting the feeling, based on intelligent data, that a lot of this is the first president in a very long time, if ever, who's come right out and said some of the things that he said about Israel and treated the prime minister as shabbily as he has treated Benjamin Netanyahu. It's the first time. I mean,
yeah,
I can't. If there has been another time, please correct me.
No, it's unconscionable, and I mean nothing even close. I mean, Bill Clinton and Bibi Netanyahu did not get along at all. Netanyahu pissed off Bill Clinton pretty bad, and that's why Hillary hates him so bad. But bottom line is this: what this guy has done has been, I mean, it's absolutely heads and shoulders above anything. And you know, quite frankly, Dr. Jones, when you look at some of the measures that at least the House of Representatives has put forward from time to time, when they've tried to reprimand Obama on some of his language and some of his actions and so forth, it's a vast majority. So you've got a lot of Democrats in the House of Representatives that will stand up for Israel, and obviously the Democrat Jews in the House are very staunch supporters of Israel. And that's why I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't a stronger message sent after that famous speech of his about the pre-67 lines, and so forth. He should have absolutely been raked over the coals. He should have been censored by the House on that that particular speech. That was literally the most incredible thing I've ever heard from an American president about any ally.
Well, you know, the his defense, those who were defending him stated correctly that more than one president has suggested that to be the case, but behind closed doors, and to Benjamin Netanyahu, so as not to cause an uproar or embarrassment or anything like that. Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. That's true, because I looked into that, and it is true. But when the president comes right out and gives a speech, arrogantly does so just a couple of days before Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to speak in front of Congress, and then leaves town like a coward,
yep,
and I mean, that's the issue here. I mean, the blatant disrespect for Benjamin Netanyahu was obvious to everyone, and I think that's a problem. Now, Mary writes in the chat room that she's not worried for Israel. And Darwin writes that Israel should be worried about themselves, and why should he care? I'm not sure what that means.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna speak to that issue in a minute, because there is this certain malignant obsession with Jews and Israelis that borders on pure hatred around the globe, and especially with this administration, and they can hardly contain themselves. It's clear that President Obama is no friend to the Jewish state. He is no friend of Israel. He may be friends with the Jewish folks who are in his cabinet, ABCCDD 1464 stated yesterday that as an example of Obama's friendship to the Jews was having a few of them in his cabinet. Kind of like, yeah, well, you know, I got a few gays in my cabinet here, so that makes me pro gay, or I got a few Negroes in the wood pile, so that makes me, you know, pro black. I mean, that's what this is the reasoning for some folks believing that Obama is friends to the Jewish community, but his treatment of Israel is unconscionable and extremely telling.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for taking my call, but I'm going to leave you with a question.
Sure.
And you can either address it or you don't have to, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, do you think that Rahm Emanuel left his post at the White House truly because he wanted to be the mayor of Chicago?
No. His dream job? I don't think so. No.
So I think even Rahm Emanuel, even a flaming liberal like Rahm Emanuel, who happened to be in the IDF at one time in his life, I don't think he could stomach the path that this man was taking in the White House. So anyway, thanks, sir. Great show tonight.
Hey, you're very welcome.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Great caller. Holder has never actually called into the show, and I don't even recall him ever being in the chat room. So I am extremely honored. I mean, Holder has a really great reputation in Blog Talk Radio, and he is he only frequents the best of Blog Talk Radio, and so I'm very pleased and I'm very proud that he took the time to come in tonight and to call in. So with that, we'll get back to this thing about. Rahm Emanuel leaving the White House to become the mayor of Chicago, which he said was his dream job. That was anybody's dream job. It was the first black mayor, Harold Washington's dream job. It was the second Daley, the son of the great mayor, Richard Daley, who thought that it was his dream job. Right up until the city of Chicago went broke and is teetering on the brink of bankruptcy, even right now, and is run rampant with crime all over town. I wonder if being the mayor of the city of Chicago is really Rahm Emanuel's dream job right now. Seems like a nightmare job. Now, hatred. Jew hatred. It comes in many forms, and all of them, in my mind, to be irrational. It's unsupported by empirical fact, but all of them powerful and largely effective in deflecting personal and political failures. The first would be the dumb factor. It's based mostly on ignorance. In short, a dim-witted parent, family member, friend, teacher, coach, who was schooled by another moron, tells an innocent child that everything that is wrong with his or her life is because of the Jews who live down the street, or employs his or her parent, or publishes the local newspaper, or owns the local bank. It's all the Jews' fault. And I see my good friend AABBCC 1467 is back in the room. ABCC was on last night defending President Obama, stating that Obama, he believed, was the greatest friend to the Jews of all presidents. And then when the show ended, ABCCDDEFG left his mic on at the end of the show and was talking to his mama. I guess he came up out of the basement, was talking to his mama and making fun of the show and your humble host. ABCCDDEFG, you left your mic on, dude, for about 10 minutes. I heard you the whole 10 minutes. Listen, folks, listen to the show. Listen to last night's show toward the very end, and you will hear, you will hear ABCCDD, ABCAABBCC talking to his mama about the show. It is hilarious. It was hilarious, man. Hey, I take no offense, AB. I take no offense whatsoever. I enjoyed every minute of it. And in fact, I got a chance to talk about some of your comments while you were saying them. And I think it makes for really great blog talk radio. So just go right ahead, any of you who care to, and replay the last, just the very end of the show while ABCC is talking to his mama about the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report show. So now let's get back to the topic. The dumb factor. You should know that the Jews control all the money in the world. And never forget that the Jews killed Jesus. Then your kids get older and his actual life experience contradicts what he's heard as he or she studies or socializes or works with Jews and sometimes falls in love and marries one. But the Jewish people are much maligned. Barack Obama is no friend to the Jews, ABCC. But ABCC, yeah, I think he was having a really great conversation last night. I am sorry that finally toward the end there he cut off his mic because it was priceless. Please go back and listen to it at the end of the show. It is amazing. Hey, ABCC, when you're going to say crazy, I mean, not crazy stuff, interesting stuff like you said toward the end of last night's show, at the end of last night's show, cut your mic off or leave it on. All right. So now, back to the topic. That was, I mean, it was just very interesting. I'm glad that AB came back in. The problem here is that dumb anti-Semitism is still anti-Semitism. It really is. And just like dumb stereotypes about tap dancing black folks or whiskey guzzling Irish people or can't screw a light bulb in Polish folks or mambo obsessed Hispanics or anything like that. The only difference here is that malevolently stereotyping Jews is completely baseless. Say something even mildly negative about women, gays, Muslim terrorists, or anything like that, and you're much maligned. You are out there. You are anti-everything. But slander a Jew? No problem. I know ABCC. It's cool, man. I just love the end of the show, though, last night, where you really made the whole show interesting toward the end there. I hope that at some point you'll call in again toward the end of the show and leave your mic open again, because I tell you the things that ABCCEFG said at the end of last night's show, they were priceless. Talk about outtakes. Wow. I was hoping that ABCC would start making out with that woman he was talking to, or maybe his mama or whoever she was, and start, you know, talking sweet nothings to her. I was hoping he'd do something like that if it wasn't his mama, because it would have been creepy if he was talking to his mama. I was hoping that we'd get a little personal there, not figuring that his mic was on, and then start talking about something a little freaky. But he didn't. He didn't do that. But hey, let's get on back to the topic here. We've gotten off track here. The fact of the matter is, folks, that this president is anti-Israel. And just because Israelis voted for him in large numbers doesn't mean that he's pro-Israel. Think about this for a minute. Black people, or African Americans if you insist, well, they voted for Obama in record numbers, more than 95%. And yet, the black population suffers the highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression. Barack Obama was castigated and vilified by Democrat leaders for driving that big black bus in the heartland where nary a black person could be found, instead of visiting the black community where apparently blacks are suffering record high unemployment numbers. And yet blacks will still vote for Barack Obama come 2012. There will be Jewish folks who will vote for Barack Obama in 2012. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't mean that Barack Obama loves the Jews. It simply doesn't work that way. Now, Barack Obama's policy towards Israel, doesn't it seem to proceed from the assumption that the responsibility for the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians lay entirely with Israel? Isn't that the way Barack Obama is making it out to be? It was only 3 weeks after Barack Hussein Obama took office when Israel pundit, once again Carolyn Glick, noted that since it came into office a month ago, every single Middle East policy the Obama administration has announced has been anti-ethical to Israel's national security interest. From President Barack Obama's intense desire to appease Iran's mullahs, an open discussion, to his stated commitment to establish a Palestinian state as quickly as possible, despite the Palestinians' open rejection of Israel's right to exist and support for terrorism to his express support for the so-called Saudi peace plan, which would require Israel to commit national suicide by contracting to within indefensible borders and accepting millions of hostile foreign-born Arabs as citizens and residents of a rump Jewish state, all the way up to his decision to end U.S. sanctions against Syria and return the U.S. ambassador to Damascus, all the way over again to his plan to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq and give Iran an arc of uninterrupted control extended from Iran to Lebanon. Every single concrete policy Obama has enunciated will harm Israel. And yet they will continue to vote for him. They will continue to vote for President Barack Obama. Why? All of what I just stated is fact. I have not cited my opinion here. I have just spoken to you earnestly and honestly about what exactly is happening here with this administration. Why? I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to cap this off. Because it's important to know that Barack Obama is not a friend of this Jewish state. He is not a friend of Israel. And when AABBCC comes into the chat room yesterday and states that he believes that Barack Obama will go down as the greatest president of and fan of Israel, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, he didn't say that exactly, we really need to go ahead and explore that a little bit more, especially in light of ABCC's off-mic comments. What ABCC said last night after the show was over was worse than when Jesse Jackson thought his mic was off and he said that he would like to cut Obama's balls off. It was worse than that, y'all. Mary says in the chat room that Obama isn't a friend of anybody's. And I tend to agree. Because 3 months after Obama took office, his administration launched what I term its harshest onslaught against Israel so far. Obama's national security advisor, General James L. Jones, a United States Marine, stated that the new administration will convince Israel to compromise on the Palestinian question. Interesting. Convince Israel to compromise on the Palestinian question. He went on to say that we will not push Israel under the wheels of the bus, but we will most be more forceful toward Israel than we have been under Bush. More forceful. More forceful in what way, one wonders. And my good friend Glick reported that the same week, acting on behalf of Obama, Jordanian King Abdullah II urged the Arab League to update the so-called Arab peace plan from 2002. That plan, which calls for Israel to withdraw from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the Golan Heights and accept millions of foreign Arabs as citizens as part of a so-called right of return in exchange for national relations or natural relations with the Arab world. Wow. I find this all to be amazing. Now, you may ask, how would the destruction of Israel result from any of this? How would the destruction of Israel be caused by Obama's policies? Because there are some in the room who say that Israel should be worried about itself. Darwin says that. Israel should be worried about itself. So how would the destruction of Israel result from Obama's policies once again? I'll tell you, by accepting millions of so-called Palestinian refugees, Israel would effectively cease to be a Jewish state anymore. By shrinking into the 1949 armistice lines, Israel would be unable to defend itself against foreign invasion. And since the so-called natural relations is a meaningless term both in international legal discourse and in diplomatic discourse, Israel would be committing national suicide for absolutely nothing. Also, during the first week of May 2009, Assistant Secretary of State Rose Guttenmuller broke similar form by calling upon Israel to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Universal adherence to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty itself, included by India, Israel, Pakistan, and North Korea, remains a fundamental objective of the United States. Where are these folks coming from? Folks, there is no doubt. The Obama administration has made history. This is the first, or rather that was the first open acknowledgement by a U.S. official that Israel had nuclear weapons at all. Oh yeah, it's been an open secret. But up till this administration, not a single foreign dignitary, American administration official ever openly acknowledged that Israel has nuclear weapons. Not one. I don't know why it's important, but apparently it is. Barack Obama has a disturbing track record. From the very beginning, he knew he couldn't win with a background filled with Jew haters and supports for Palestine, i.e. Reverend Wright and many others. So he did what any politician does when faced with troublesome facts. He began a cover-up. He began an elaborate game of pretending that his positions were other than what they were. When he began his campaign for president, Obama pursued the Jewish vote in earnest. Suddenly, and without warning, he started sounding like a Zionist. We have one more caller on the line before we end this show for the night. Caller, you're on with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report.
Hey, Doc. It's Cool Mike.
Mike, where have you been, man?
Oh.
Send the police out for you.
Oh, well, they finally caught up with me. You know, what you're saying is extremely accurate, and it's almost as if that people in general are not intelligent. I mean, you see an awful lot of people that follow the Republican Party and that are as blind as the people who follow Obama, regardless of the fact of George Bush's track record as a socialist, John
mm-hmm.
McCain, and many, many others. But the bottom line is the Jewish people are it's almost in some ways, with not a joke intended, they're again marching in the wrong direction. The state of Israel, however, is a lot different than the Jewish Americans, towards they're not going to put up with that. And they've made it very, very clear how much they love America, and it is their solid ally. But they are not going to sacrifice their liberties for what would be American political appeasement among both Republicans and Democrats. Very few Republicans have spoken up against what Barack Obama has said, and that's really disturbing, especially since many of them at least campaign for the true democracy type values. And your show, I think honestly, this is probably the best show you've ever done, Doc. This is really, really gets into detail, really tells it like it is. The bottom line is, until people like are struck by lightning, maybe even that won't open their eyes, but God knows what it's going to take to open their eyes, because, you know, freedom is disappearing before their very eyes.
Well, you know, American Citizen was saying exactly, you know, well, not in the same words, but pretty much exactly what you're saying. Well, exactly what you're saying. In other words, he was saying exactly that. And you know what? You're exactly right. The Jewish people, Israel, will not stand for what Obama and put up with what Obama's doing right now. But they don't really influence what happens here in the United States. It's going to take the Jewish community here in the United States to wake up and realize that President Obama is not – he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim first and foremost. He is not for the Jewish people. He is no friend of the Jews, just as he is virtually no friend for most of America's allies from the last 50 years.
Well, the bottom line is that if you look around the country, who is it who likes Obama? Or look around the globe, who is it who likes Obama the most? That, my friend, and I know you got to go, but that says it all. You know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. He's keeping an awful lot of enemies very close. Thanks, Doc.
You're exactly right. You're very welcome. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. As I've stated many times before, you have plenty of things that you could be doing tonight, including other blog talk shows, but you came into my show, and I do so appreciate it. You guys are great. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to go ahead and finish off the show tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll discuss some more of this. But, hey, I urge you to listen to just the last 5 minutes of last night's show and listen – listen to ABCC talking to his mama about the last half hour of the show. It is hilarious. You will love it. Hey, folks, thank you so much for listening tonight, everybody. Darwin, Cougar, Billy, American Citizen, Andrea, Alexander Solo, Kessler, Holger, Ned King, Harry, Republican Marine, Southern Sense, Stay Mad Radio, everybody, thank you so much for being here. Have a great night. Hey, I'm out.
On the mountain was the treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people they have it for the very soldier rides away. mountain soldier rides away.